It's Real Jazz and our Friday Jam Session. I am Mark Ruffin. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Setting the tone, our opening track, the late John Blake, his violin, from his album Motherless Child, the last album he put out before he passed away last year. Along with a jazz choir from Howard University, we heard I Want Jesus to Walk With Me. And we're going to have a lot of gospel music today. That's because Damian Sneed is going to play piano for us with the vocalist Larry Brownlee, who is an opera singer and the star of the new opera, Charlie Parker's Yardbird. The world premiere is in Philadelphia at Opera Philadelphia next Friday. We're going to have Larry Brownlee. He's going to sing for us some opera music. They're going to do some gospel music for us. And we're going to talk about Charlie Parker's life and this brand new opera. How exciting. Larry Brownlee is here along with Damian Sneed. We're going to hear a track to lead us into the conversations with these gentlemen. Another gospel-tinged tune, this time from drummer Neil Smith. Neil Smith featuring Mark Whitfield on guitar. Also at the piano is the late, great Mulgrew Miller, Desron Douglas on bass. This is What a Friend We Have in Jesus on our Friday Jam Session. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Real Jazz on SiriusXM. It is our Friday Jam Session, the last of the month, and we've had a good month with Friday Jam Sessions. And today we're going to do kind of the same, but we're going to add a big touch of opera music. Okay? That laugh you just heard was from Lawrence Brownlee, and next week Lawrence stars in a world premiere opera called Charlie Parker's Yardbird. How cool is that? We're going to talk to Lawrence and hear some Charlie Parker music and hear Lawrence perform with Damian Sneed, someone I know already. And Damian, you actually did something for us with your choir, with Wynton Marsalis last year.
Yes, mixing jazz and gospel.
Exactly. It seems to be your theme. let's hear some bird music and then and something from Kirk Whalum from his new album, The Gospel According to Jazz, Volume 4. And then we're going to talk to these two gentlemen because I love this story, okay? Here is Bird. Any favorite Charlie Parker tune? Either?
Well, there's so many.
let's go with Yardbird Suite. That's yes. Easy, yeah.
Thank you.
Today, 7 p.m. East on Real Jazz, Sirius XM.
Thank you.
This is Real Jazz, our Friday Jam Session. We just heard from Kirk Whalen, my buddy, from his new record, The Gospel According to Jazz, a tune called Triage, featuring on trumpet Rick Braun and Norman Brown on guitar. Those guys sounding really good. For us today, our Friday Jam Session, we have Lawrence Brownlee and Damian Sneed. Lawrence stars in Charlie Parker's Yardbird, an opera, a world premiere opera. Where's the opera premiering? It's in Philadelphia, but...
Yes, the Philadelphia Opera is where it will be premiering.
And this is a opera company that's been around for a while?
Yes, it's been around for a while, but it's changing its, I guess, its focus. There are a company that are, they're very diligent about doing new works. So for the last, I think, 6 or 7 years, they've done premiered new operas, and so this will be a part of that series, premiering a new opera, and so I'll be a part of that.
Okay, yeah, you guys, you're going to enjoy this so much because what little I heard, I'm not a big opera fan, although I started as a classical bassist, so, and I do
oh,
have,
wow.
And did some, actually did some opera announcing, WDCB and Glen Ellen, I
okay.
did Art of the Opera, okay, so I know a little bit,
yes.
But still, once I heard this man, I realized that this is a hell of a story, you know, that you're telling. Bird has had a hell of a story. Tell us, set it up, where are we at?
Absolutely. This opera, I think, is touching on the major points of his life. The opera will be about an hour and a half long, but his life was so tragic in so many ways. And of course, when people think of Charlie Parker, they think of his addictions. But they also think about his brilliance and how he really redefined the saxophone instrument. And growing up, in, of course, in Kansas City and you know, coming to New York City and being around many of the great jazzers of all times, his story and his life growing up in that era. So many things, and so I think it's great that we are putting together this piece to really bring light to his life, and not to really focus on the addiction, but all the things and all his contributions of his life.
Okay, but ironically, this all takes place on March 12, 1955, which any Bird fan knows is the night he was with Baroness Panonica de Kozenwater.
Yeah,
Nika. Nika's Dream.
Yeah,
it's a great book about her and a great biography. If you guys ever see it, it's just incredible. The book is called The Baroness, and I can't remember what the TV thing is. It's incredible.
Right.
But anyway, that's where it starts, okay?
So, yes, it's really going back and him envisioning all these moments, different moments in his life with Chan, with Nika, with Dizzy, with all the people that were major contributors of his life. And so you'll kind of see the story, the... I think we're skimming the surface of his life, but I think there's enough. Yes, there's so much. I mean, this is a story that could go on for hours and hours and hours, but we're really touching on the major, major points of his life.
Okay, but still, I think it's so great that you guys set it up that night. So, is there a Dizzy character?
There is a Dizzy character, and it starts with Charlie Parker walking back into Birdland, the place that was named after Birdland. And he's talking about all the memories that he had, and he's talking about how he was kicked out of Birdland and how so many things happened in Birdland. So it's starting on that, but it really goes back and really touches on some of the huge, huge moments of his life.
And you saw this as an original piece. You saw it, one of the first people to see it as... for the first time. When you saw the libretto, what did you think? I mean, you know?
You know, I really began to look at it and to see how it, all the different characters, of course, Chan, you know, he talks about that, and the Baroness, he talks about that, he talks about how, you know, he was so involved with Dizzy Gillespie, and he was a great friend, but also how they inspired each other musically, and they both grew.
Is there a Dizzy character?
There is a Dizzy character.
Ah,
there is.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so...
And other characters. There's a Chan.
Yes, there's Rebecca. There's Chan. His first wife was Rebecca. There's also, there's I think about 7 characters in it.
Wow.
All major. His mom, Addie, is a part of it too.
Wow. And so the set must be great. I mean,
yes. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
Still has to be seen.
We're talking to Lawrence Brownlee. He is the star of the world premiere of Charlie Parker's Yardbird. He's with pianist Damian Sneed. We're going to hear them perform for us in a little bit as part of our Friday Jam session. But let's get back to some music. And since we have Damian here, we got that whole gospel thing. Let's hear a version of Oh Happy Day by Quincy Jones, which is just killer. But we're going to start with a tune I think is like a modern gospel jazz standard. A number of folks have done it. Ramsey Lewis has a great version of it. And here's a version by Rodney Whitaker and Carl Allen, the tune featuring my buddy Kirk Whalen. This is We Fall Down.
Thank you.
It's the Great American Songbook, every Saturday morning with Dick Golden on American Jazz. Sarah, Ella, Joe Williams, Tony Bennett, and more. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. East, American Jazz. Real Jazz on Sirius XM.
Bird.
It's Real Jazz on SiriusXM, our Friday Jam Session. We just heard the Grammy Award-winning Birdland, written by Joe Zawinul, and for today we'll say with libretto by John Hendricks. You know, he put the words to it. Manhattan Transfer won that Grammy for it. We're talking to Lawrence Brownlee and Damian Sneed, who are going to perform for us as part of our Friday Jam Session. He is the star of Charlie Parker's Yardbird, which premieres at the Philadelphia Opera next Friday, June 5th.
Yes, that's correct.
Damian, how are you, man?
I'm great, Mark.
It's so good to see you. I was surprised that you're here. You know, you're part of the opera, is that right?
No, I'm not a part of the opera. I'm here because of my recital partner and friend, Lawrence Brownlee.
And you guys have quite a history. You guys have, you know, in I guess in jazz terms, you had kind of a hit together, you know? You made a record together.
Yeah, we did an album, Spiritual Sketches, and actually the connection with Opera Philadelphia is that we're going to be doing a recital on Monday, June 8th. And the church where Marian Anderson grew up, the Union Baptist Church,
that's right,
in Philadelphia. And so this is just going to be a great celebration of, you know, June is African American Music Month. So Opera Philadelphia has us doing a lot of great performances and things just to celebrate the rich history that African Americans contributed to the musical thread and fabric that we have today.
Now I got to know you a little bit because you run around Jazz at Lincoln Center, man. And Jazz at Lincoln Center, to me, I mean, I pinch myself every day that I work here because I see so many young folks develop. Cecile McLaurin-Savon, so many, you know, Aaron Deal, Russell Hall. And I saw you around a little bit, so I know you have some jazz leanings, but usually I saw you in a gospel thing. I mean, where are you at, man? What do you do as a musician?
I'm a musician. I do classical, jazz, gospel. I teach here in the city at NYU. You probably saw me working with my mentor, Winton, with the Abyssinian Mass,
yes,
which incorporates jazz
mass,
and blues
right,
and even some classical elements for the chorus, for Chorale Chateau. But it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, we just happen to have some of that on file. Let's have a piece from the Abyssinian Mass. You remember a piece you like at all?
Sure. How about Gloria Patri?
There you go. The Abyssinian Mass, Wynton Marsalis, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and Damian Sneed.
Oh, glory be, 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 oh, glory be.
Thank you. jazz and make a center orchestra.
Every Saturday morning, Wynton Marsalis gets to hang out with the kids.
Okay, put some extra feeling in it so I can feel you.
Jazz for Young People with Wynton Marsalis breaks down jazz for kids ages 9 through 12.
We're going to learn, yay!
Join Wynton on Jazz for Young People, Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Jazz, Sirius XM.
Thank you.
There's nothing more that need be said. So run across the street and cash your paycheck, and I'll be waiting here till you make it back. I couldn't move if I wanted to. I am out of gas and babe, it's up to you. Bebop and swing is all I ever do, except for maybe loving you. And ornithology's my tune. Sips bada you bada bada da bo bo bada 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 dwee wap, dwee wap, dwee wap. To be bop, 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 to be to be bop, 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 to be bop. dancers standing on the corner, waiting for the chicks to get off the stage so they can holler, "What you know, babe? I've got a cat like if you want to ride. Hey, you have a pretty, pretty side of your side. I take you where you want to go, as long as you have got the bread. There's nothing more that need be said. So run across the street and cash your paycheck, and I'll be waiting here till you make it back. I couldn't move if I wanted to. I'm out of gas and maybe it's up to you. Hey, you would look real pretty by my side, except for me loving you. This ornithology's my tune."
It's Real Jazz on Sirius XM. Charlie Parker and his music. We heard Eddie Jefferson there finishing off that set with Ornithology, his libretto to Charlie Parker's lyric. And we're talking to Lawrence Brownlee, who stars in Charlie Parker's Yardbird at the Philadelphia Opera June 5th through the 14th, the world premiere coming up. And man, you've had quite a career. How long have you been singing opera?
I've been singing professionally for about 15 years now.
Mm-hmm. And name some of the places you've sung.
I've been privileged to sing at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City, Milan's La Scala, Berlin, State Opera, Covent Garden, Zurich Opera, the Deutsche Oper Berlin, Carnegie Hall, Wigmore Hall in London.
Do you have any jazz friends, jazz singers who are friends of yours?
Many jazz friends. I went to Indiana University, and
whoa,
they have a fantastic,
David
the
Baker.
Great David Baker. Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. And so I got a chance to know him well.
Uh huh. And so did you study some jazz at IU?
I didn't study jazz when I was at the Indiana University. It's really an opera factory, and of course the jazz is as strong as a
wow.
program as the opera, and so you know.
For a jazz fan, that's news to me. I didn't know they were an opera factory.
Oh, my gosh. It's regarded as absolutely one of the best places in the world, really. People come from all over to go there, and the faculty is
wow,
it's top level.
But you told me you did, in the university system, sing some choral jazz, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, choral jazz. And I mean, I did everything from, I played the bass guitar, too, and so directed the choir, played the bass. And so there's a lot of crossover there. And again, you know, people know me as an opera singer, but I like to think that I'm versed in many styles of music.
Hey man, you know, I say it all the time. I say it sometimes. Actually, I know more about R&B history than I do jazz history. I mean,
wow.
You just never know. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, you have to step out of your box sometimes. And I love this quote. You say, "Taking on this role is a challenge that I've greatly enjoyed. It is a step outside Rossini and Bellini roles that I'm missing."
Exactly.
How so?
You know, looking at the piece, Daniel Schneider is the composer, and some of the riffs that I have to sing are transcribed some of the virtuosic things that Charlie Parker did. So I told someone else that I don't really have a scat language, and you listen to some of the things that he did, but now I have to really kind of build a scat language and be da dee 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 da dee 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 all this stuff. I didn't have that before, but it's fun for me to do that and attempt to try to bring that melody out.
You know, man, I saw you warm up, and you said at one point that this music is so hard because there is no precedent. It comes from an opera. In jazz, that's like the point, you know?
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, the thing about jazz, of course, and, you know, Damien and I were talking about it, is ownership. It's what you feel. It's what comes out of your horn. And the whole, you know, built on improvisation, you know, if you have someone who's performing jazz one night, probably the next night, if he's playing the same piece, it's not the same.
Exactly.
And I
exactly.
love that. And yeah. Rossini and Donizetti, those guys, is the same every night.
For 500 years.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, but you're going to do more than just the opera for us, because we don't want to give the aria away and all of that. But you're going to do a couple of standard pieces. And I love the fact that you want to do Summertime, because it comes from an opera.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Porgy and Bess by Gershwin. Yes.
And Stardust. Why Stardust?
I'm a big fan. My two favorite singers on the planet, and I tell people this all the time, were Ella Fitzgerald and Mel Torme. Mel Torme, there's a great YouTube video where they're introducing an award show, and they're going back and forth scatting. I remember the days of Night Court where Mel Torme, the Velvet
right.
Fog.
Yeah,
Velvet Fog.
His book is good, man. His book is called It Wasn't Always Velvet.
Yeah.
It's a great book.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a well-rounded musician, playing several
absolutely.
Instruments.
Absolutely.
He's a pianist, and
wrote
played
the
ukulele.
Song. Yeah.
Yes, of
yeah.
course, yeah. Chestnuts, you know. And this guy is really, his singing So that touched my heart, and listening to his voice from Night Court is where I found out about Mel Torme. But like studying his music and really falling in love with such a lush, beautiful sound, that really in a way opened my eyes up to the world of jazz. And
wow,
just really using his voice like an instrument inspired me so much. So I love Stardust, and when I get a chance to sing it, I do.
You know what? I thought you were going to say that, you know, it's because Hoagy Carmichael is from Southern Indiana.
That's right. That's a good reason. But it was really for Mel Torme, who sings probably one of the best versions, I think. I really love it.
We're talking to Lawrence Brownlee and Damian Sneed. They're about to perform for us. Lawrence stars in Charlie Parker's Yardbird. So exciting, an opera around Charlie Parker's life. Man, I mean, your press agent this is just fodder. They should be getting lots of stuff going. I mean, you know, in the jazz world. I really appreciate you guys stopping by and doing this for us. I mean, really, I really do. They're about to perform for us, and to take us up to the performance, I think we should hear some Mel Torme and Ella Fitzgerald. This is Real Jazz on Sirius XM, our Friday Jam Session.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. We'd like to do something for you now. We haven't heard a girl sing it. And since it's so popular, we'd like to try and do it for you. We hope we remember all the words. Oh, the shark has pearly teeth, dear. He shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has MacHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. Oh, the shark bites with his teeth, dear. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's MacHeath, dear? So there's not a trace of red. Could it be Mac tonight? You won't recognize it. It's a surprise hit. This tune.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now, real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now, real soon. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And everything is gonna be fine.
Come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms.
When you're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home. I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm coming every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hear and what I say.
As you're coming home.
And I never will go away.
Hey.
I'm coming home. Home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more.
All alone.
I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
You want to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're.
Baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
It's Real Jazz on Sirius XM from the south side of Chicago. That's Mel Torme. One of his big hits, he put the lyric to Ben Tucker's tune, Coming Home, Baby. Herbie Mann had a hit with the same song. Mel Torme, who would have known Larry Brownlee's biggest influence? How about that? Ella Fitzgerald as well. The guys are waiting to perform for us. Larry Brownlee from the opera, Charlie Parker's Yardbird, along with Damien Sneed on our Friday Jam Session.
What a night, what a sight for sore eyes. Birdland, 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 I doubted that I see this place again. What a night, what a sight. Birdland, this place place is named after me. Look at the marquee. See, it's me. Birdland, Birdland, Birdland. I doubted that I'd see this place again. What a bad night, what a sign for sore eyes. Birdland, Birdland, they kicked me out of that joint. But like they say, no point being mad. Scratch your sorry ass, be glad for another day. Hey, hey there, birds, my little friends, ooh, can you hear me, do you still know me, I'm a bird, the ghost bird, oh, the bad, 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 bad cat bird. Can you hear me? Quiet, shoo, quiet. Now nobody shall know that I am here. It's a secret, this ornithology is between us, my birds. Nobody shall know that I am here. Nobody shall see that I am here, my little Jazzbirds. People throw us bread, but sometimes that is not enough. That is not enough. What a night, what a sight for sore eyes. Caged birds, jailbirds, one day I'm going to set you free. Free, open that cage and set you free. What a night, what a sight for sore eyes. Birdland, 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 I doubted that I'd see this place again.
Hush, little baby, don't you
cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings and you'll take the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing.
Sometimes I feel
But that was not long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells its fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in the memory of love's refrain. where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's
The atmosphere of a jazz nightclub is exciting and electric. Feel the live jazz vibe on a night at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. World-class jazz live today at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Exclusively on Real Jazz. Sirius XM.
It's Friday. It must be fusion. Welcome to an hour of jazz, mixed with rock, R&B, hip-hop, and everything in between. Friday Fusion, with your host, Mark Ruffin, on Real Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you.